السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
A new day for Al-Islam in America is proud to present Mondays with Masjid Adam from the Bronx, New York. And now, here is your host, Abdul Karim Rahim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, which simply means may the peace and blessings of Allah, the Creator, the sole provider, the sole sustainer, the sole giver of all life. We give praise unto Him and Him alone. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, the Creator, for the blessings in which He has given us. And I was truly blessed this weekend to be able to go on my family's reunion with my mother and father, sisters and brother, and even one of my brothers I haven't seen in some years. And so for me, it has truly been, from the beginning of Ramadan right to this very day, a blessing, a continuous blessing. And I thank Allah so much for that. And I was going to be sharing with you, as I'll be waiting for some of my other callers, but I must always thank who has become a regular listener as well as a regular reminder for me, Brother Bashir, who is always there to just give that helping hand. And he's been suggesting to me to get some help, as well as our producer, William Kareem, has been suggesting me getting some help from some people. And he has become that help, whether he knows it or not. But he has definitely become that helper who is just keeping me fresh and reminded that is important. I want to open up with the Al-Fatiha, and so we will begin our today's broadcast with the Al-Fatiha. I will say it first in Arabic and then repeat it again in English so to get a clearer understanding, because, you know, I'm one of those who always try to encourage people to get the Quran, even, but not for the purpose of converting anyone or anyone looking to convert themselves, but for the purpose of understanding what it is that these, 4.2 billion, 1.2 billion Muslims worldwide, people of the earth who are worshiping in this way, and you can get a clear understanding as to what it is they are supposed to be doing and following. So if you hear some stuff that sounds too erratic, check it with the book. Get the book and then check it against them. And then you can tell them, those people who call themselves being Muslim, who are out and about doing things that maybe are just really, really crazy, then, you know, you can just check them against the book they say they follow. And then you can follow that up by just getting a couple of the smaller, condensed versions of the tradition of our beloved leader and prophet, Muhammad. May the peace and blessings of Allah always be upon him for all that he has done and given to humanity. And so, again, I will start with what is called the Al-Fatiha, and a Yusuf Ali translation of that is the opening, and in some cases, it's also the victory. It is the opening chapter, and it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and you didn't hear me say it, but I'll say that I'm saying it so you understand it. Whenever we are going to be reading of the Quran, we often first start off by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, which actually means I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed enemy, the avowed enemy, the one who has said he wants to destroy mankind, shaitan, the devil, Satan. And so we always start off the reading of the Quran in that way, to seek Allah's protection from anything that he may whisper to us in our endeavor to seek the good. He'll try to mislead us and take us away. And so, again, the Al-Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. And the English translation was again done by a brother named Yusuf Ali, Abdullah Yusuf Ali. And it said, we say with the name of Allah, he has a translation that says in the name of Allah, but our leader, Imam Muhammad, may Allah be merciful upon him and grant him his due for all that he has done. He has passed away in 2009. And we thank Allah for the blessing that he had given us in the time he was here with us, giving us the insight to be able to live the life of a Muslim here in America, the clarity of understanding what it is to be Muslim in sincerity and not with all this added stuff that came through the centuries. And I'm not trying to talk against anybody, but I'm just saying through the centuries of what has taken place. And I do see my guests are starting to line up, and I'm praying, hoping that many of my cousins and uncles and relatives and those who are at the reunion will be calling in shortly. But I'm going to get to it. Just let me finish the reading of the opening of the Quran. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. And we also say all the sciences, everything in existence. Most merciful, merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight path, the path of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray. And we end it by saying, like with most religious organizations, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And as I said, I'm having these callers call in, and of course, that always just lifts my heart so much so, and I do believe I recognize some of the numbers. In order for you to call and want to say something, you got to press 1 on your phone so I can bring you in on the call. And so my first person I'm going to bring in on the call is 502-938. This is Mondays with Master Nine. I am your host, Abdul Kareem Rahim. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
This is Prince Sylvester Steele from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have Kentucky in the house. Now,
yes,
again,
sir.
To the rest of you who are calling in, you got to press 1 on your phone. Am I clear, Sylvester?
That's right. That's right.
You know, okay. Am I clear? Can you hear me clearly?
Very much. Very much so.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody can hear me clearly. Again, all the other callers who are now calling in, again, you have to press 1 on your phone, and when you press the 1, I can bring you in, like you can hear me talking, I can bring you in as well. So just press 1 on your phone, and if nothing else, just announce where you're calling from and what's your name, and with me and Vest, we can go ahead and start the conversation with what the weekend was like for us. Vest, you can go ahead and start. Bring it in 502-553. You're on there with my business, Master Adam. This is your host, Abdul Kareem Rahim. You have some background echoing, so I don't know if it's something you got up loud or whatever. But if you can turn it down and just announce who you are, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mary Traylor calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, we got Kentucky. Kentucky is represented. Now, I'm just saying, the rest of the family, if Kentucky out represents you, you know, it's a bad look for you. Let's start. Well, matter of fact, Mary, let's start with you. What was the weekend like for you?
The weekend was an exhilarating experience for me, and I was impressed by the male power that was there, power of support, and power of discipline. That was just really exciting for me to see how many men there were that were. I told Prince that it was like the men framed the family, you know, mm-hmm. held them in a frame, and it was like a protective force. And that was really exciting for me, and to see the strength that provided.
Yeah, Well, that definitely was, it was represented well, I said. You know, one of the things about it, you know, I say this, that one of the reasons why this family has such a strength behind it is because of our belief in God. You know?
Amen.
In the religion of Islam, there's a verse that says, one of the verses in the Quran that says, the men are the maintainer, providers, and protectors. That is their duty given to them by God. And God is saying to us, it is our duty to, one, protect, maintain, and provide. We are the ones to put forth and provide the strength so that the women who are the true society are the women. And as the callers keep calling in, I want to again remind you, if you have anything you want to say, you got to press 1 on your phone. I can bring you in on the call, and I'm just going to keep opening up all the mics because we're going to have an open mic for the whole time. So anybody who's there, got anything to say, I'm bringing in 704-650. You're on the air with Mondays with Master X. Adam, this is your host, Bill Kareem. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Cousin Nelly, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, regarding the Still Family Reunion.
Okay, Charlotte represent, and I hope you was able to hear some of what Mary was talking about. And what did you think about it, what she had said, if you heard her? Did you hear her?
No, I had to take care of my mom. We were able to make it, but we had a wonderful time. I didn't get to hear Mary's conversation. I apologize. I have to care for my mom, and I'm just now tuning in.
Well, I tell you, one of the things, and, you know, again, and I'm speaking from my religious perspective, and I want everybody to freely do that. Mondays with Master Adam has nothing to do with the way you believe in God. It's just the fact that you believe in Him is good enough for us. And so
Amen.
I'm saying, because one of the things that you're going to get great blessings for is, in the religion of Islam, it is said that if you, Muhammad the Prophet, which is the Prophet of Islam, he was asked by one of his companions, who is it that we should honor the most? And he, the Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings be upon him, had returned the answer and saying, your mother. And so the companion asked him again. And he said, who's next? And then he said, your mother. And then he asked him again. And he said, who's next? And he said, your mother. And then for the fourth time, he asked him, who again? And then he said, your father. So here's a great emphasis is being put on the mother. And what you're doing in taking care of your mother, truly God is going to bless you for it. Truly He will. But that's where we're supposed to focus on, the development. As I was saying earlier, the women are the society. The men are just merely the maintainers, providers, and protectors. We're supposed to be able to give, and we know in this society today, they got that totally twisted, you know?
Yeah.
And so one of our themes was about the 80s and the 70s and some of our brothers who came on, and I'm going to do my best. I got to get these children here who know how to mess with these phones and everything, because I did a lot of videos on my phone and have them download it on Facebook or wherever else they can get it on. And then we're going to try to sit it all out. And I got a lot of stuff. I got the old train lines. I got the performances. I got just pictures of people. He definitely got fan in his Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman. We definitely got that one in there. And all the others, we enjoyed ourselves together so much. So, again, I'm just going to keep opening up the lines. I don't want to dominate the conversation. Anybody who has anything they want to say, add to, please, by all means, just jump on in. I'm bringing in 704-846. You're on air. Mondays with Master Adam. This is your host, Abdul Kareem. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Neil Harp.
Who is it?
Neil Harp, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, here we got Charlotte representing again. So far we got two Louisville. We got two Charlotte. But there's some others here. I mean, this is low enough. He would have definitely called in. I just want to remind everybody who's trying to call in that one of the ways you'll get in best is if you dial 1 on your phone, and by doing that, I'll be able to bring you in. You got to press 1 on your phone, and I can bring you in. So for all the others who are calling in, Everybody's done. Remember, anything in your background, we're going to end up getting feedback. So please try to turn any and everything down so that we'll be able to get everybody fine and you'll be able to hear clearly. And I'm hoping I'm coming to clear across to everybody as well.
Is yeah, you're coming in good. Very good. Very good.
Good,
very
good.
Good, yeah.
So, again, anybody else has any comments, statements, anything they want to add about the weekend? We're just going to be talking.
Akeem, I want to repeat what I said, because there are men that are coming in now, and I want them to know how special it was to me to see them stepping up and to see them being the protectors and the providers for the family. It was my first time being there, and that was made quite an impression on me. So I really want that to be restated, how they framed the family and were the protectors that were there. Especially Neil. Neil went over to the table and helped break up a potential fight between two little boys. He did it so calmly and with such authority, and that it was just truly impressive to me. And I really want the men to know what an impression that made on me.
Well, again, I say to everybody, you know, that's the thing that I think has lifted us so much. So, and you're right, Neil deserves a lot more than that, him and Sam both. And I say
yes,
that.
Yes, very
I
much.
Say that because they are the ones who've been inspiring me to get in on this, you know, and bringing me in on it and saying, man, we got to do this thing. We did the Boys of Men thing, which was also very successful. I think it was more successful than what we even knew, because I know when I came, now this is for all the young brothers who were at the Boys of Men who didn't really know me. You know, they didn't really know who I was until, you know, we started getting introduced and everything. But I'm one of those people where, if Dan and or Neil or Troy or
Sylvester, yeah.
Anybody say to me, hey, that's your little cousin, such and such, I'm snatching him up. And a lot of them be like, yo, I don't know you. Why you grab me up like that? You know me now. You know, you may not know me just before this, but you know me now. But when I came in on the reunion, a lot of them see me. They came running up to me. What's going on, son? How you feeling? And I mean, that's just something that does a lot for the heart, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm bringing in 404-353. I'm bringing you in now. You're on the air with Mondays with Master Adam. This is your host, Abdul Kareem Rahim. Your cousin, more than likely. Just state your name and where you're calling from.
What do you mean, more than likely? Yeah, you my cousin. Just stand still from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh,
hey,
Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Right now, we got representing up in the house. We got Louisville representing on two fronts, and we got Charlotte representing on two fronts. Louisville.
Yeah, I've been listening. I just wasn't able to talk at the time, but I've been listening.
I tell you, New York.
Fantastic.
New York is going to make me have to go out there and put something on all of them, because they're getting on my nerve, but I can't never get them in on it. But that's something else. You know, now we got Atlanta in the house. We have another call from 615-962.
Tennessee.
Monday's with Master Adam. Take your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is LaShonda. I'm calling from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Oh, we got Tennessee.
Hi, LaShonda.
Hi.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
What's up, Madam President? What's up, Madam President?
Hey, Dad.
Very good job. Excellent job.
Excellent.
Hey, Neil, you remember that song? Tennessee.
All right, we got Rhonda Dixon here from North Carolina as well.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Ron?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We definitely in represent mode. All right, let me ask this question, and I'm asking it to everybody, and then, you know, what we can do, we can start with whoever, like, Vince was one of the first callers. So we'll start with Vince and go down the line as you came in as a caller. But again, what I want what I want to kind of get an idea of is what do you feel is something with the way we do? Because I think ours is very special, you know. And I say that, not that everybody else in Canada unions don't have something special to it or whatever. I'm saying it in the sense of I think ours have a way of looking at even people who are not blood relatives. And so I'm asking everybody, what do you think about the way in which, you know, Atlanta anyway, when Atlanta does it? And I know the next stop is supposed to be Florida, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what is it that you think we have that makes ours so much more comfy? Because we have a way in which, I don't know, while we was playing baseball, there was a little Caucasian kid that was out there or whatever.
What?
Somebody's going to whistle with him? Anyway. And he was hanging out there, and we just let him come on in and play. You know, get a couple of swings and, you know, and going his way. And then when Sam was doing the, he was doing the Simon Says, or Grant, what do you call it? What is Grandpa said?
He said granddad said.
See, that's
right.
One of the things about us. We definitely always, we use what's out there, but we put our own flair to it. That's for sure.
That's right.
For all the listeners, all my regular listeners who come in, this is Monday with Smash It Adam. It's nothing changed. You know, this is how I do my thing. But I'm just representing. I asked my cousins and uncles and nephews and nieces and everybody else to call in and express to us what had took place over the weekend with our family reunion. And I just, again, I just want, like, maybe, you know, just a quick sentence from everybody on what it is they think that makes ours so special, so unique. Let's start with Zeth.
Okay, I start with that. The bottom line, Raheem, and to the family, I love y'all. And basically, we did one thing long time ago in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Mother's Day celebration. And we took my grandmother, we took my grandfather, we took my mother and my father. We set them in the middle of the family circle. And we said, all of this around them comes out of them, and it was all produced by L-O-V-E. We don't just talk it. You have to walk and be this love. You know, my mother, Jessie Lee Steele, was one of the greatest women, a mother, that ever walked the earth. But her spirit is ever present. Because it's in us. There's one thing that the Bible says. The Bible says that God is love.
Yes, sir.
And love is God. And if you ain't got no love, you ain't got no God. And if you ain't got no God, you ain't got no love. So it's all about love. And we don't talk it. We walk it. So we got a lot of, one thing my sister Jackie said this one time. Somebody said that, they said, yeah, well, you know, blood is thicker than water. Jackie looked at him and laughed. You know, she said, "I'm gonna tell you this." She said, "Blood may be thicker than water, but love is thicker than blood." Did you hear me? And that's the whole essence that is the glue and the cement, the root of everything that we say and do in our family is about L-O-V-E. We don't walk it; we talk it.
Yes,
right.
Then we talk it, then we walk it. Up
yes,
and down.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it short because there's a whole lot.
We got a preacher up there talking, so we need to.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it off.
Preacher off and let everybody else get a shot. All right, so the next one was 5-0. Mary, you came in next. Hi, Mary.
Yeah,
you say.
But the one thing, again, that I noticed was the strength that was there by the men, and it was like they were the gatekeepers, and they determined what came and what went. There was a lot of love expressed, and it was all headed up by the male power that was there. And I think that by the men stepping forward, then we had a guide to follow.
And I think that that's important, because if your foundation is weak, then the structure will fall. And because the men are so strongly knitted together, having the boys to men every year, and then, you know, the men, the uncle stepping up and filling in for the missing fathers, and, you know, the brothers there supporting one another, that was awesome, and that is awesome, and it's what's going to keep the Steele family strong. And they're particular about who they open the gate to. You got to be worthy to enter into this realm, and I'm just so glad that they found me worthy. I'm not a family member, but I am a friend of the family, and I do support the family, and I really am grateful that they opened the gate and allowed me to come in, even to participate in this conversation that's going on right now. I met some wonderful people, and I know I'm new, and so the, you know, people didn't gravitate toward me readily, but that's okay. The ones that did made up for the ones who didn't, and that's what I think. I think the strength of the foundation is what's going to keep the family strong and what will carry this position on.
Well, you know, we have an expression in Al-Islam, and it's called Alhamdulillah. I'm going to be teaching y'all, because Dan is going to start letting me maybe do a prayer or two, you know, when we open up some or close some now, one of these times. Right, Stan? Stan? Stan?
I was on mute again. I'm here.
I'm just saying, one of these times you're going to allow me to open up and express from my understanding of our worship to God. But in either case,
You're right.
In either case, you know, there's one expression I'm going to teach it to you all, really. It's really easy. It's Alhamdulillah, which simply means all praise is due to God. All praise.
Yeah.
There's no praise that is due to any other more so than what is done to God. And what you're saying is just what God has blessed us, you know, to be a part of. And like I said, I give a lot of respect and thanks to Dan and Neil both. For, you know, keeping this New York fraction coming in. And so I'm not going to hold it up much longer. Like I said, I want to give everybody an opportunity to say something. So the next who came in was, I think that's Charlotte.
Nani, Charlotte.
605.
Nani from Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 605. And I'm bringing in 905 from Charlotte, all right? 905, you're on the air with Mondays with Master Adam. This is your host and cousin and uncle or whoever else you want to call blood, that blood guy. Abdul Kareem Rahim. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
What's up, cousin Rahim? This Gas Man.
Oh, yeah, we got Gas Man.
Hey,
now
I've been on. I've been on the whole time.
Hey, Gary.
We got a real humble preacher on this end, so we know when you get to him, it won't be all that, like, you know, that one from Louisville. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, I've been on the whole time. I just want to keep it going, you know, just keep it going, keep love moving.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. All right, so 605, who was that?
Charlotte. Is it 605 or 650?
650, I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Noli from Charlotte. I bear one of the oldest names in the family, a great ancestor of the great-great-great-great-grandmother. But anyway, everything was going wrong. I couldn't plan ahead because of my mother's condition. She's one of the great aunts in the family. My daddy
was the
brother of Uncle Cal. Well, knowledge is power, and that goes a lot of ways. What the strength of our family is, Aunt Jesse instilled in us, that we have strength in our family, the Steele family. That's strong. Steele is one of the strongest metals there is. We are bonded, whether we are together seeing one another or whether we are not seeing one another until
right.
we meet again.
Right.
We are bonded. And the knowledge is that what I appreciate Dan is saying, to keep going, and the other family chapter members is, that we are a bonded family. We are strength
right.
in numbers. And what they're doing is continue to instill in us that we are family, we're united, we're bonded,
yes.
we have something to be proud of who we are, and we're finding out more of who we are and where, you know, the show who in the world are you anyway? This comes
out.
And,
That's it.
Yeah, more ancestors. And some of the children told me, they said, I've seen you a lot, but I didn't even know who you were. And so that's what Aunt Jessie started, and she wanted to keep that going. And this is
her
legacy. And we're going to keep that going. And Than, I have to give a shout out to Than because he is really, in all the chapters, he's bonded us together and keeping us together. Irregardless of what went wrong, on my end, my mother's health, my car, my transportation, we got in the car and we made it. It took us time to get there.
Truck.
You know what? Jesse instilled in us, it was well worth the trip with the sacrifice of my mother's health. And she had the best of times for what we could.
Wow,
and it was worth it. You can't pay for
it. Thank you.
That's what it was all about. You know, even for myself, it was the drive from New York down there can sometimes really be taxing on you, you know? And I'm going to tell you, before I actually went, I really was feeling it. And I was saying, man, I know all this driving is going to be put on me. Yeah, you know, Tanya was there, but she was driving her car with her husband, you know? And so I was like, oh, man. They gonna be over there. I'm gonna be stuck in this van with these other people, and Rayalis doesn't really drive like that. But she will, give me an hour or two or whatever. But when you talk about something like, what is supposed to be 18 hours, now that I found a shortcut of 14 hours, it still was a lot. But it shows you that when
That's
you have that belief in the people that you're going to go see,
your
heart should be fucking with nothing but joy when you get there. None of that stuff bothered me.
Say what I gotta say and get off real quick.
you can say what you got to say, but you ain't got to go nowhere, bro.
No, I've got a recording session. I just got to say this.
But Ron is still up on here, so he can go ahead. But go ahead.
I love my family.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Blood and DNA makes us related.
Yes,
and loyalty, loyalty makes us family.
Mm.
And that's how tight we are. We're loyal. You know what I'm saying? I had a fabulous time. I had a fabulous time. Now, my brother Raheem, you slipped off on me. I was looking for you. Slipped off on me. That's all right. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
We had
a fabulous time. I got
to
go back in session. I love y'all all. Peace and blessings.
Love you,
too.
Love
you, Neil. Yeah, we definitely got to call, though, Neil. You got to call me because we got much to talk about.
Raheem, he hung up the phone, but I'll let him know.
Okay, but here's one thing that I definitely do want to mention. That when we met to try to catch a time in which I might have been able to introduce you to the family, there's two projects that I got working on. And one is one that is really a simple thing, if you really think about it. I really don't want to talk about it too much here, but if everybody's interested in a way for us to create, generational wealth. Now, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat. It's not going to be for those of us who are probably 50 or better, you can forget about it. You ain't gonna see, you're not gonna see much of it or any of it probably. As far as the creation of the generational wealth that can come from it, this is none of that telemarketing crap or nothing. If you really want to know, I got it from an old Jewish man who knew me and said, "Here's something I'm gonna give you that we've been doing in the Jewish community forever, and it's a great way to build money." Without it costing any one individual a lot of money. But again, anybody really interested, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna give out my number. So anybody, if you can get a pen, piece of paper, whatever, if you're really interested in wanting to us conference call together and talk about what it is, then call me back and we'll sit down and we really can talk about what this is really gonna be like. But I've mentioned it to Neil and I mentioned it to Sam before. About what it was. We just didn't have the opportunity this weekend to try to give it to everybody and see what people would think about trying to do it. But in any case, matter of fact, we can wait until at 9 o'clock is the end of the call. So 5 minutes before that, I'm going to make sure I give my number to everybody, and then we can choose a time in which we can call on a conference call that I'll have. I got a couple of free conference call numbers. We can choose a date and time to be calling on and then make a decision on what we're going to do. And we probably just use our greatest communicator, which is Stan, and let him, put out the date and time that we'll make that call, and then we can talk about it. All right? But I don't want to hold up. So next speaker would be
That's Ron. I have Carl on the phone with me.
Okay. You can put whoever else is on. You can just bring them on. I'm bringing on 917-897. 917-897, you're on the air with Mondays with Master Adam. This is your host, Abdul Kareem Raheem. And we are on the air with a number of folks, guests that I have. And they're all my family from the reunion that we had. I'm not sure. The 917 is usually a New York number, but I'm taking a stab at who it may be. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. That's 917-807.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalamu
alaikum.
Listen, this is my brother in faith. My good brother in faith, Brother Bilal. And he's one of my supporters who calls in. And he said he could remember that he did call in. So I don't know how much you've been listening to, but as you can see, and I was showing
I've been listening. Yeah, I've been listening for at least about 20, 25 minutes, man. You know, I just been listening to your family go back and forth. And as they was talking, and what I believe is, first of all, family, peace of God be upon all of you. It's been a pleasure listening to each one of you speak. It's been very encouraging. And I think you're my family, too, because I'm from South Carolina, by the way, so I'm a Geechee and stuff like that, so, pick cotton.
Down the way. My family's from down the way, but from Bamberg, South Carolina, Denmark.
We got people from Orangeburg.
Orangeburg, yeah, I got people in Orangeburg. I got people in Orangeburg. But what I want to say to you, Akeem Abdul Kareem, is that your name, Abdul Kareem? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, sir, that is my name. Thank you very much for helping all these
people. I've been joking with you. But listen to this, though. I think that this is the first time in Bog Radio history that a family reunion has been done over the phone with nothing but family members. And I'm really impressed.
Wow.
And I think you are first in that line, but I don't think that it was ever done before. Maybe you're really doing a wonderful job. I appreciate you doing your job.
That's fantastic.
You're doing. And
right. Thank you.
I really, really enjoy listening to your family members, and I really appreciate them, because after all, we all are one human family, and
that's right.
We just come from different areas, but God is our God, and He's one God.
Praise
God,
God.
What you may call Him or
Amen.
How you may describe Him, He's one God,
that's
one
right.
Creator, and He created
right.
one human family. We all the same. So
that's
I hope
right.
you don't
that's,
mind me,
yes,
putting myself in there as an adoption to your family, and
oh, you're in there.
Amen.
Hey, Raheem. Hey, let me explain something, brother. You may be a little closer than what you think, because as some of our family members may not know, we have a lot of family members in Orangeburg, but our birthrights are in Bamberg, South Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
That's where I was born, Bamberg, South Carolina.
We had to do a little research.
Wait. I got to work with this guy. I don't need him to be a relative all of a sudden. I'm ready, all right? Don't be starting to fall out here.
Where roots come from?
No, but I
I'm sorry, but that's where our roots are at, Bamberg, South Carolina.
That's it. Sure is. Hey, Sam, listen, you can do this. Bilal, what you should do is this.
Yeah.
We have a website. That's Tribal Pages. I'm going to give you the information about Tribal Pages tomorrow when he's in the class. Because he actually teaches a class. I brought him into the school that I teach security in, and he's now one of the instructors that teaches another class. So I'm going to give him the information about Tribal Pages. You need to throw your name up in there, some family names up in there, and see, you might pop up.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Like a plan.
Who was going next? Did I cut off? I apologize, but who was that?
Yeah, I think Rana and Carl was next. Rana and then Carl, Raheem.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say, Still Family has been my family for... I don't know how long. My daughter is a descendant of the Still family, and ever since then, I have much love for the Still family. They have shown me much love, and I will continue to show them love as they will continue to show me love. I just was glad to be there, enjoyed myself, and will always continue to enjoy myself. Now, as far as the Boys to Men, I just wanted to know why there wasn't anything as far as the girls to women. Why we don't have nothing as far as the women's concerned.
I can answer that for you.
Go ahead.
It's very simple. For some reason, the women in this family cannot get together like the men.
Mm.
There wants to be too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
They got to try.
We know who our leaders are when it comes to the men, and we accept that.
Right.
Okay.
I beg the difference.
Go ahead.
The only reason why the girls didn't do anything is because nobody came up with the idea.
I've asked Neil, how come ain't nobody come up with something as far as the women?
They must be counting me out. Hold for one second, please.
Don't forget, I'm the host. I run this. I'm sorry. let me just say this about this part, though. one of the things, when we did, because we actually did this, and Bilal, this is the answer to one of your questions. We actually did this, and Imam Wali was on it, and he grew a great desire. He actually wanted to come to our family. He just didn't have the time and means while by the time it was set up. But he wanted to come down with us to see what it was like, because he wanted to do it with his family. And so we actually, with the boys and men, we did this. And there was my aunt Jean, who is my direct aunt from my mother, who's in Jacksonville, Florida. And Stan, who was the other sister?
Who was in that? I didn't hear that, Raheem.
I said, who was the other sister? Remember when we did the boys and men thing and we were telling about how we was going to have it and what it was going to be like and everything? And the imam, my imam was on there, Imam Fuka Duwali. And,
oh, that was Debbie White. That was Debbie White that came in on that.
Right, and both of them was talking about, oh, then they need to start talking to each other about doing it. So nothing's stopping you sisters from doing it, nothing at all. All y'all got to do is start getting the numbers and the emails and the text back and forth, and we'll be able, and y'all be able to get this going. Because, I mean, like I told Neil, my thing this year, coming up for next year, is to push the guys this year to be set, ready, go for next year. You know? Because, I mean, I think a great thing comes from it by us talking directly to our youth. Because who else is going to want to save them as much as us?
That's right.
So, again, I just say that, the sisters, I would say the best thing y'all could do is, like, get the information from fans, emails or whatever, put them out, and start having conference calls and stuff. And, you know, there's free conference call numbers all over the place. And you can just use them and then try to do something to, you know, get it going. And then like what they're doing with this one, Katrina moves, if I'm right, Neil is saying we're moving this around. So it's not going to be just like we're doing a reunion, it's not going to be in just one place. Of course, we know everybody wants to come to New York, and we're trying to work on that now. And trying to get everybody up here for a reunion. Especially since now Harlem has started to develop hotels and stuff that you can start right here. And that'll just be a beautiful experience, trust me, once we get that done. So we're definitely working in that direction for the reunion as well as the boys and men. Because a lot of the youth, they want to come to New York. Those have never been here, you know, out of Pittsburgh and North Carolina and so forth. All right, so who's the next speaker?
I wasn't done, really.
I'm sorry, man.
About the boys to men. The boys to men is supposed to be all about boys to men, and that's just for the fellas. That's why I say, why isn't there something, or there should be something for the women of the family?
Let's start it.
We're going to start them all with?
No. This is Carol talking.
Oh,
This is Carol. I feel that what we need to do, if this is what the women want to do, we need to get together, you know, and just cut the discussion here because the boys and men got their thing together, so it's
exactly.
Now time for us to get our thing together. So, we don't have to discuss that on the phone, on this conference call. We just, start talking to each other once.
Let me just introduce everybody to you.
I'm sorry, the radio station. I'm sorry. I got conference calls.
That's normal, Raheem.
Raheem, I do a lot of conference calls. I'm sorry. I know this is your radio station.
Let me just go here. This is Monday with Master Adam, which comes on every Monday, 8 p.m., every single Monday. And our discussion is all about positivism. That's why this family's on this radio station today. Because
I'm sorry.
This is a positive family. This family is about trying to develop the best out of ourselves. And, you know, one of the things that went down, you know, we had a little bit here at the hotel. And it wasn't a big thing, but it was something that needed to be mentioned. And I'm forgetting Lump's mother's name, Dan.
You're talking about Neil's brother, Lump. You're talking about Lump.
No, but I'm talking about their mother.
Oh, Carol, that's who's on the phone.
Carol, that's who's on the phone.
What did I do?
I'm sorry, Carol. No, Carol stepped up and shown you that matriarch. She stepped up and she was like, listen, all y'all that had that foolishness going on in the hotel, you
should have stopped.
That's normal. You do what you got to do. But the one thing you're not going to do is misrepresent this family.
Exactly.
It's not just the men who represent it. The women were already represented. And she made it plain twice. And the thing about it, she got back in. That people accepted back in like lumps. Steve, Dan, Troy. I mean, all the cats who might have thought about, well, if she said something to me, what? What you going to do but bow down? Carol's in your town. I just wanted to say that. So from the Bronx, I had to have a rhyme in there somewhere. So you will bow down when Carol is in your town. All right. Whoever else is going, I'm just going to bring in the next call is 606, 704-606. On the air with Monday to Match with Adam. This is your host, Abdul Kahim. You are on the air with the Steele family reunion for the Steele family of 2012 from August 24th through the 27th.
It's that Bernice.
So who's that?
This is Bernice.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Bernice.
Hi,
Burn.
I love you too.
Bernice came up with the perfect joint, Bernice, right?
Huh?
She came up with the perfect song in the talent show.
It's me. I just want to say, for my brother fans, the ones that didn't get their Texas, them thousands of people that didn't get, y'all missed the treat. Y'all right. Missing out on the family thing. Y'all missing everything.
That's it. All right, so who was going? Carol, was that you still talking?
Say that again.
I was saying, were you still talking, Carol?
Carol, you still got the floor. You still got the floor, Carol.
Oh, I still got the floor. Okay, so what we have to do is the girls just going to have to get together and have a meeting and find out what we're going to do about this. And we can do it. It don't have to be girls to men. It don't have to be girls to women. We don't have to call it as you can call it. Certain things, you know, because we women need to go on a retreat and a lot of things that we need to discuss to help our young girls, our young ladies out.
That's
yes,
right,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
To be ladies, because we got a whole lot of them. It's not ladylike, and you have to teach them and talk to them and show them how to be a lady, or
yes,
how
ma'am.
To treat your husband, or how you know you don't have to do different things to go out there and try to get a man.
I agree with you. This is Ron. I agree with you.
Future girls, since y'all and I think Denise was calling in.
that for the future, y'all have the reunion next year. As far as our agenda goes, see if we can't get like 2 or 3 hours where all the females get together in two
or
3 hours.
We got a handle on that already.
Oh, that's, okay. That'll be nice.
Just suggesting.
We got a handle on that already.
Okay, that could be a start of helping us in that direction.
Right.
What I want to do real quick before we let the next callers all speak, and then we're almost down at the end of our time, as far as what's going to be broadcast on the radio station, and don't forget, this goes worldwide. This is not something, this is internet radio. This goes to Australia. This goes to Africa. This goes to Israel. This
That's
goes
you.
To Morocco. So this is everywhere. And from what I was told by my producers last week, I didn't know this, but a lot more people come on my archives and listen to the shows from previous, and they do come online a lot of times. So we really, really need to understand that. And there's one particular brother that has helped me greatly in keeping me in mind of my time and again, that's Brother Bashir. I have to thank him right at this moment. But I want to give my telephone number to everybody. So if you can get a pen real quick, I can give it to those who don't have it, and just give it to you, and then we can get that conference call for that other idea that I have that is a way in which we can sit down and talk about how to really create generational wealth. Not, again, it ain't going to be for us. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to say it may not drop in our lap, but the likelihood it won't. But it's going to be for those who come after us.
Raheem, can I just say
suggestion while they're getting their pens?
To cut you off. Raheem, can I just say one thing?
Yes, ma'am.
This is to all the Charlotte callers. We are having our second annual Still Family and Friends Halloween party for the children. So stay tuned. You will get texts and flyers will go out.
And then, see, this would be another way. Here, y'all have this radio station. Y'all all got the number now because I'm called in. You can use this radio station for what you just talked about.
Okay.
Anybody, anytime, can call in on this radio station Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. at 213-816-0356, and you can call in and talk about whatever good. If you have youth that are doing good things, about good things, get them on the air with me. Let me get them history. You know,
okay.
These things become archived, and it goes, like I said, all across the world, and we never know who we might be affecting. Let me give you the number real quick. Because even though the internet radio station is going to cut off in about a minute or so, we'll still be on the line so we can keep talking if we want to. Now, here's what it is. It's my number is 347-468-4961. Again, 347-468-4961. And I'm just going to close out for the internet radio station. We can stay on for a little longer and just discuss a few things if y'all want to. Again, this is Mondays with Master Adam. I am your host, Abdul Kareem Raheem. We thank God first and foremost for the beauty of what he has blessed us with, for this weekend that we've been able to share and enjoy one another. All the good things will come afterwards. And we thank him continuously. We let him know that we appreciate what he has done for us, and we're going to appreciate him by spreading this good news on and on and on. I also want to thank my imam, Rukhul Wali, for allowing me to be the host of this show and giving me the opportunity to go out there and put this message out. The broadcast, I think, is probably done ended by now. I haven't heard. And they're telling me I got 90 seconds. So I'm saying that it's definitely going to give us the opportunity for you to know. Master Adam is located at 2260 Petona Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10457. Every Wednesday we give out food. We want you to come out. We also give out clothes. We want you to come out. If you know anybody in the New York area, especially in the Bronx, tell them to come out. Again, the address is 2263 Potomac Avenue. They can come out and get the things that we give out. And that's usually at about 11 o'clock we start to give stuff out. Also, we have martial art classes. And right now it's open free to any and everybody. We do ask for donations, but it's open free so that the youth can learn how to defend themselves. They can put down those guns and pick up their hands if you have to. At least with that, you can walk away and come back to another day. So we say, come out, enjoy what we're trying to give, what we're offering, because Master Adam and the Muslim faction of this Teal family, which is I, am about the same thing that the Christian family, which is Dan and the rest, is all about. The betterment of humanity. That's what we're truly about. And we're starting with ourselves. There's a verse in the Quran that says, save yourself, then it says save your family, and then save the society. So we are doing that. We're doing that with the Boys of Men. We're doing that with the family reunions and keeping them strong and pumping and getting people. And everybody was enjoyed to see my brother, who we haven't seen for a good while, not myself as well. But Billy Boy was there. And everybody was like, wow, I ain't seen you, Cat, in a decade. So here it is. We have that opportunity. Let us take advantage of those types of things. And let us know that, you know, if we are about a good and we do a good, just like these airways, you got all a bunch of foolishness out there, and they talk about the most insane things. Well, this radio station, Mondays with Master Adam, is here to fight that and say, no, we're going to talk about the good. We're going to speak about the best. We're going to show the world that we are raised from a good crop, a good crop.
Yeah.
So that we have no failure. And with that being said, like I said, we got a couple more minutes. We can just run it off. But the radio, the internet program is going to come to an end in about 30 seconds. So anybody that has anything you want to say, just ask me. We're going to go from there.
Let me say this before your internet cancel out. Let me say this. The next time you're going to have your family on, ask your sponsors to give you 3 hours.
It's got to happen, man.
You know, I actually can do that. And I'm going to do everything in my power to remember that. And then that's what we're going to do so that we can go on. Because we got a lot to offer. That's definitely sure.
Raheem, this is best. Hey,
Do. Wait, Seth. I'm going to add a half an hour to this show. I just got to wait for it to pop up. But once it does, I'm going to add a half hour to the show. So we can go on. I ain't ending an episode. You just going to have to tax me for it. That's how we roll.
That's clout.
That's how we roll. I'm going to add a half an hour. We're going to go until 9:30, and then they'll just have to come see me.
Boy, that's clout.
Right? You're going to lose another haircut, right?
Hey, I ain't scared. The one thing I ain't scared.
But what I was going to ask you, this whole session, it's historical for us, too. Can we get a CD, a copy of this? How can we get a replay? You know what I mean?
Well, the best thing I can tell you is the way you would do it is you're going to go on the air and you'll go to Blog Talk Radio, BLOG, Blog Talk Radio, .com/ Monday with Masjid, MASJID, Masjid Adam, like our father Adam. You can go into the archives, you'll see a new day for Al-Islam radio show, and then you just go into the archives. When you go to the archives, you'll see it. But if you just put that in blogtalkradio.com/ Mondays with Master Adam, you'll see it. It'll pop up, and you can go to the archives. And then you can record it maybe to a phone and then put it on the PC. Because I ain't that technologically sound, so you can't ask me those questions. Because you get lost, trust me. But, I'm definitely appreciating what we're doing here. And I'm sure my producer, he has no problem with that. He gets to an hour in there in a quick minute if I ask him for it. So it's not like we're doing anything that can't be done. We definitely can go on with it. But, that's what I want. I want us, like the saying, you were telling me about the young lady that did that piece about delicacy.
Uh-huh.
If I can get her on here to drop that on here, I would love that, to have that in my archives.
That was Vest. No, Vest.
Yeah.
Yeah, say that again, Raheem.
That
was my granddaughter. Raheem, that was my granddaughter.
Okay, well, you can get her on the air even next Monday. That's fine by me, just to have her drop that piece on the air, or maybe she can do a couple of pieces if she wants. But I'd love to have that one in the archive so I can get that out to as many kids as we can. Let them know, because what she said was too powerful.
Yeah.
And I got to say,
I will do my best. She's at school, but I'll do my best.
Okay. As a fan, and anybody else, who remembers the performance done by my brother to my father and mother, that was beautiful.
Right. That was beautiful.
That was fantastic.
I tell you, he definitely pulled at the heartstrings hard enough for at least the tears to swell up. He ain't dropped, but he swelled up. So, his thing was, that thing was beautiful. It really was something good.
It was.
But Bilal, we don't want to leave you out now. Bilal, don't forget, remind me tomorrow to make sure I give you that website. So you go in there, drop your name in there, and who knows what will pop up,
That's it.
The only thing, though, Bilal, if you find out that we are related, right, that means I don't have to pay you for nothing no more. If I ask you for a favor, you're just looking out for blood, you know what I'm saying?
He said South Carolina, that rung a bell.
Hey, Ryan, you asked the question.
I'm going to tell you something. I've seen him before. Y'all haven't. Looking at him from saying that, looking at him now, I can see a possible hot relationship. Because he looks a lot like, and anybody know who I'm talking about that connected to that? Anybody know who Potts is, right?
Right.
And so from him, he favors him a lot. How did I look at him? In my head, looking at him, he has a lot of resemblance to him. A lot.
Wow.
So, who knows? He might be in the house.
He might be.
Hey, Raheem, earlier you asked the question, and you wanted to know why. What is it that we have to have that people like to gravitate to this family, correct? Let me expound on that a bit. I know Beth talked about the love, and I heard a couple other people talk about the love, why people gravitate to it. I'm gonna take that a step further and say it's genuine love. And let me explain what I mean by that.
Hello?
Let me explain to you what I mean by genuine love. You know how when families get together and you can hug somebody and you can feel the love. And sometimes I see somebody that hugs somebody and they give them that little half-handed hug.
We don't do that.
You got to be able to feel the love that we're sending out, and we got to receive the love from you as well.
That's right.
That's the genuine love I'm about. Babies understand it more than anybody, because a baby will let you know right away whether you're genuine when you're loving, hugging them or not. So that's what we need to focus on, that genuine love.
You know what? I'm going to answer that with what you just said. You know,
and Uncle Sam, that's what I felt when I first got my first hug from y'all.
Right.
That genuine love. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you, amongst a lot of people in my life that I talk, hang out with, embrace, and things like that, you know, when I embrace people, I always give them that type of look like that. You know, flowers says that because we do that at times. I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I've gotten from this family, and this is amongst men, and I come from the street. I was one of those dudes. I was in the street. I did the street thing. I got myself locked up. It's 5 years, all that stuff. But one of the things that I got from Sam, and I'm going to say start with Sam and Neil, was that for the first time, they had made the statement, and they said to me, love you, bro. And I'm telling you, for a moment, it made me pause, and then it just came out right behind it. They said, I love you, bro, and I kicked it right back to them, and I was like, wow. That came out so natural for me. And I'm saying that's because it was sincere. And as he said, it was genuine. And when I said it, and ever since then, amongst many people, there were amongst a small group of individuals that I'll say that to. You know? And we're all in conversations by saying, love you, bro, and me. Not just you.
Right.
You know, it's just like with me and Bilal. Whenever we separate, we use the Islamic term, assalamu alaikum, which simply means may God peace be with you. You know, we want to send you on your way with God's peace, because whose peace could be better than God? You know? And so that's the same thing we're getting. So that, you know, whenever I speak to Neil, and then the last thing we say is, you know, it'd be peace, love you, bro. Peace, love you, bro. Man, peace, love you, bro. Gas, love you, bro. You know, it's just genuine. It's real. It's not done just because. And come to think about it, Nate called me today. He was at, he was like, I said, yeah, I went. He was like, oh, man, yeah, I got to get to one of those things. I said, you don't even know, dude. It's not about you got to get one because of, oh, well, I missed it, so I got to go. You got to go because we need you.
That's right.
Just That's like it. Everybody else. But we got to start getting the message out to everybody about why we need you to come. Need
That's
you.
It.
Not just
more love, more love, more love.
We need you to be there because it's important for us to develop this thing. And I know Neil went back to this session, but I know he was telling us how he wants to take this thing big time nationwide. And we got to do it. We don't have a choice.
That's
it.
You
know, we may think we were just having fun amongst ourselves, but we've been sent on a mission by God. You know, and I feel that. Genuinely, I feel that. We've been sent on a mission by God to go ahead and do this work. And that's why, you know, again, this radio station is made and built for that function, that purpose, and it's going to go on. It's going to give everybody the opportunity. So for all of our youth that we have out there doing things that are positive, that y'all know about, especially the youth, if we could get them on the air, and like I said, they can do a 10-minute segment. They don't have to do the whole hour. They can just do a 10-minute segment, talk about some of the things they're doing, why they chose to do it, especially when you talk about, like I said, that one poem by your granddaughter. Who did that? You know, that piece was powerful. Bilal, when you hear this thing, I'm telling you, it's going to move you because, I mean, this thing was powerful. It was not by a young lady. A young lady stood up there, and I'm talking about she was dropping spoken words, but she was hitting it. Every word was making an impact, you know? Even on the ones that are sitting up there talking, well, she just don't know how good it is. That's why, but they thought about what she said. Especially when she
Right.
was talking about This body is a temple, and it's treasured by me. Even if you want to see it, ain't going to get none of this meat. I was like, oh, I want to just increase the focus at that point. You know? That's what I get them on. So I'm saying, let's bring them on the air. Let's use this radio station for that purpose. Anybody thinking positive, they writing books that's positive. They doing positive rap. It's like, what's his name? He closed out with that piece.
Lamar.
The one that you was watching.
Bruder to the family.
The one that was rapping?
Yeah, Bruder. Bruder to the family. That's Lamar.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Debbie's son.
You know, that piece was tight. That piece was tight. So we got to get them on here and let them perform some of that stuff here so we can have a history. And that's what I want to do with this. I really want this radio station to be one based on the fact that we have opportunity to build history. Let's build it. You know, let's get it archived. Let's get it recorded. Because once it goes on, it can't nobody take it off. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can go with it. They don't even want to hear that. Let's get rid of it. And it's there forever. And we'll have history. So let us begin to do those types of things. We got like 15 minutes left. So I'm opening up the floor to anybody has anything they want to talk about or whatever.
Hey, y'all. And this Bernice. And I still got 2 bad loads in my house.
they didn't leave a Pittsburgh yet?
No.
When they going, Kurt? What's up?
The older ones gone. The younger ones is still here.
Send them over my house.
They didn't want to go home? They didn't want to go home?
Send them over my house.
No, we had a little bit of trouble on the highway after we left your house.
You didn't get a number on Sam to come in, but she's on the call with us. I had the conference in, My wife, Sam, she's on the phone now.
Oh, yeah, well, we definitely got to hear from Sam, especially after that big fat woman was trying to pump her all up on her.
Sam, announce yourself.
What's up, Sam?
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Hey. Hello.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey.
So what did you feel about the reunion?
I don't know. I'm just coming in, so it's just coming on. So my mind is just ripping and running everywhere. So I don't know. I was really happy to see everybody. Very happy to see everybody. I wish more people could have felt what we felt and had been there. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. What do you think is one of the things that we might be able to do to try to increase that?
Well, like I said, I'm just coming in, but I'm thinking that I think that we've done 98% of what we can do, because it's got to be up to the individual. We put it out there, but if it's not accepted, whatever we do, if it's not accepted and if they don't want a part of it, they're not going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what we put out there, it has to be accepted. If not,
I'm going to tell you, I was thinking, and again, and because I had to do the major part of the driving from New York all the way down there and back, I know what that was physically like. You know, and then I had to go teach a class this morning at 10 o'clock when I came in. So I know what that was. And then I had to do this radio show, so I couldn't really go to sleep. And I haven't really been to sleep as of yet. But one of the things I'm thinking is that what we possibly can talk about doing, and maybe part of what I was talking about, and let me just give you a bit of what the gentleman told me. It was an old Jewish gentleman. I was working in this building. I was doing construction. And he took a liking to me for whatever reason. And he said, you know, let me tell you something. The majority of Jews who work together and who live together and their neighbors and everything, they don't like each other because they know how they can be at times and how they can be very disrespectful, whatever. He said they really don't have a life before them. But one thing they learned, and one thing that's taught in their families at a very young age, is to keep the money flowing in your own family, in your own neighborhood. Make sure that
right.
money takes 4 or 5 trips to
circulate.
So one of the things he told me, he said, one of the things they've done is this. They look for the oldest, healthiest person in their family, right? Somebody within the family that's the oldest, but also the healthiest. You know, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't do things that would cause whatever. And then they go take out $1 million life insurance policy on it. Now, the way it's paid is not them paying it, but everybody else throughout the family will take 1 month's payment. So you can spread it out. So think that you may not make a payment, but once every 2 or 3 years. If everybody's following what I'm saying. And so, is that, let's say if the payment is $400, right? You might make that one payment of $400 only once every 2 or 3 years if enough family members get together and do it. Now, upon the demise of that person, their death actually becomes a greater benefit to the whole family, because what you then do is take that money and you put it in the bank and you purchase property. Now, once the equity in that property comes up, you take the equity out of that property, you purchase more property. One of the other things that come out of that is that when you have young families getting married, and that would be one of the criteria, that when you get married, you know, and you're starting up a new family, you can move into the house that we bought and live there for free. You're just going to be the maintainer of the whole house, and the rest of the house is being rented out for income, you know, and you keep doing that over and over. He says, by that, that alone by itself automatically generates, and the million actually sits in the bank collecting interest. And after a while, you'll have enough to where you can then take that and go buy bigger property or even develop a whole development where out of that, the money then goes back into the bank, and from the family members themselves, each of those that are participating, you're going to take some of the youth, and we talk about from 13 and under, and then you're going to take some of the teenagers and some of the young adults, and each of them is going to be put on a board. That's going to be the runners of what they're going to do with the investment of that money, how that money's going to go, where it's going to be spent, and it has to be, you know, there's checks and balances as to how the money can be moved. But in this way, there's no thesis, you know. And so the whole plan is really just to get from the death of one of our relatives a benefit for the youth so that they will have generational wealth built from that over and over and over. And after time passes, you get to a point to where there is no more. Because, again, every time you get a couple that's talking about getting married, they can go live in a house. They can go work, go to school, do anything they want, but they won't be paying, have to worry about paying rent. They won't have to worry about paying gas and other things of that nature. It won't be a necessity for them, you know?
Right.
And again, right. So it's a concept that has to be worked on, built, and developed so that everybody understands how it would really work. But I believe it's something we can do. And again, for all those people who run around, they go to casinos, and I know some of them ain't going to like what I'm saying, but I don't really care. They go to casinos, they smoking cigarettes, they drinking liquor. You can spend some of that money for your future, for the things that come, for the children that come from your loins, on this very same project. Because it doesn't have to be one household. It can just be one group that says, well, this is, we're going to take care of that, this one, a payment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it's an idea.
Right.
I bounce it off of you. Y'all go think about it.
Raheem, before you leave that, let me let you in on a little secret. Several times we had ventures like that. I know Van, myself, Curl, all of it. When we first started, we was going to do a thing where we going to empower each, at that time, each of our siblings, you know. And in other words, we were going to give each one $1,000 a month, something like that. It was on that order. I'm rushed through this. And then we had another venture where different houses, like 1320 Skyview Road, was the big black white house in Charlotte, okay? And when I got my house in Pittsburgh, 2439 was the house. Van bought his house, home in Atlanta. That was the big house. You know, you see what I'm saying? And what we did, we tried some of these things, but we didn't really push it because we didn't meet as often in that type of vendor, talking about finance and talking about longevity and making money. And but if we had stayed in those ventures, we would be at the level where you are right now. But that, what you're saying, is an addition to what we have already tried to do somewhat. But I say this, there is strength in numbers. And the idea is that to use the numbers to make you financially strong. And that's where we were at that time. Remember that thing?
Well, that's exactly what this is. Because it is really about numbers, getting as many of the family members involved as possible. Because that's what lessens the burden of worrying about making a payment. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't have to make a payment for 2 to 3 years of maybe $200-$300, come on, we could do that in a month. But again, it has to be structured, it has to be sat down, put together.
Right.
It's a lot of work that got to go
into it. You got to be dedicated. You got to be dedicated to it.
You need to sit down, meet on it, and go from there with it.
Right.
I'm just hoping that everybody don't take this idea that we got and run with it, and then we sitting back looking at other people getting rich off this or building generational wealth for it, and we had an opportunity to do it as well.
True. That's true.
Because this is not just for us. I'm not saying it just for us to be the only ones doing it. I'm just saying what this man thought was, and I'm saying, he's not saying this is something like, you know, people playing lotto or whatever. This is not that. This is guaranteed. Because they're going to die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That person is going to die. And when they do, that money has to be paid. So it's not like you sit around waiting for them to die. We ain't going there neither.
You got kind of quiet when you start talking about this.
I'm just saying, let's not make it morbid, but at the same time, if we sit down and just talk about it, I think we can come up with a way to make that work.
That's just one of the projects of many that can come.
We have six. We have 6 minutes left. If anybody wants to make a final comment, we got 6 minutes left. To end the show. Anybody?
You hear me?
No.
Well, I want to say this. I'll say this much. The session that we had in Atlanta, I love it because I saw how the discipline, what Dr. Trailer was saying there, what she saw in the males and the young fans stood up in Troy, and it happened a lot of times where they just snatched the young men up and set them down, you know, and they didn't have to argue or fuss or nothing like that. He was teaching them respect, and that goes all the way back to my mother when we used to live down south or come down south. And we stayed at Grandma Steele's house, and we would actually march to church. My mother had us to march to church. When we got to church, all the children along the way was right behind us. My mother was like a Pied Piper, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of churches grew in numbers because of something as loving as having your children walk church, right? We turned that around, and here, me, myself, and Sam, we started drill teams and things that were of a community venture. Everything was built on the idea of love and community and coming together, and that's what makes this family as tight as it is. I would tell a lot of people, they say, man, your family's strong. I clench my fists. I say, my family is that tight. It's that tight. And with that fist is power. We can generate it and point it to any business that we want to and make the success of it, you know. But like I said again, it all comes out of the idea of having that love, and as I think Neil said it, the DNA, that factor. But when you get into loyalty, you got to be true. And what they say about love, the question was asked, say, what is the greatest commandment? And Yeshua answered back to them and said, the greatest commandment is to love thy Lord, thy God, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might. Then he said something real funny. He said, the second commandment is likened unto the first. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Well, okay, I'm with
you. The bottom line is, so the first commandment was love thyself. If you don't love you, how can you love somebody else? But the love goes out, and it covers a multitude of everything.
You know, there's a tradition in Islam from Muhammad the Prophet that said, he said that the best Islam, and he's talking about the way we live the life that we live, he said the best Islam is those who feed the people and shake the hands of strangers. That's the best way to live a life. If you feed the people, they'll come to you. If you shake the hand of a stranger, he trusts you. So we just got to get into these habits. And like I said, we have like 3 minutes. Anybody else?
I just want to say shout out to you, Raheem, for the job that you do. Because we love you, and we really appreciate the work that you do in trying to help keep this family strong.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I learned from the best, you know. And that's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
And again, eventually I'm going to get New York whisked into shape. I promise that. If I got to go start kicking doors down, I'm definitely going to start getting New York quick in the shape, you know. And we can get y'all up here, and we can find a way to do that and bring us up. I mean, Dan comes up there, and I'm going to go talk to those people. I got to know some politician somewhere. Somebody can give me a better price than what they charging for those rooms, you know.
Right.
And if we can get that right there near your church, that's everything else, all by itself, you know. We're going to get y'all up here in New York eventually. I'm a target it within the next 5 years. We're going to have y'all up here in New York, and we're going to try to do it as big as possible. We're going to try to get ways in which to make it as easy as possible as well. You know, maybe some buses, like Van has the bus that come up with their church that comes up there. If we can get people like that, they can just get picked up along the way.
that might ease the burden of, you know, the travel, the cost, so forth and so on. But we're going
right.
to see what we
can. Right.
You know, we'll see how we work it out. All right.
Hey, Raheem, don't forget to give a shout-out to Utah. Utah got in late. But they made it. They was trying to get there, man.
Yeah, they were there with him, Beth. They went to New York with him.
I took them, that's what I know. They're at my mother's house now. Yeah, they have Debbie and Katina. They're at my mother's house now. We definitely give a shout out to Utah. And we want to give our love and blessings and recovery to Wilhelmina as well, which is my aunt. She's down here. They were trying to
right.
The way Stan had that schedule set up, he was running around like crazy.
You remember when we had the first 70s thing in Atlanta? Utah drove 33 hours to get there. Remember that?
Had a van. They brought a van load.
33 hours they drove to get to Atlanta. For that.
That was in 1999.
That was my Rick James era. You know, I came out with my slip.
Yeah, that was your Rick James year.
Sure was.
As a matter of fact, Nate and Webb was in that too.
Yeah, Desiree. Yeah.
Desiree, Nate, Webb, all of us, we did a thing that time.
I'm gonna have to send y'all a copy of that video of that particular year.
Yeah. Alright, listen, we are at the end of the show. I gotta go. I just want to say once again, this is Mondays with Matchett Adams. You have just been on the air with the Steele family, which is from Charlotte, Louisiana, Tennessee, Utah, New York, Pittsburgh, Charlotte,
Florida,
Kentucky,
Florida. And we just go to show you how we
South
get
Carolina.
There.
For real
about this. So let us
all
in this beautiful family called human and do the human work. Let us all see ourselves as those tools that have been created by God to do the good work, go out and do the work. Let us all see and know that the greatest thing you could ever become is human. That's the greatest thing you could become. Nothing can make you better. Because when you become human, you then automatically serve humanity. And if you're serving humanity, you're doing God's work. And with that being said, this is Mondays with Matchett Adams. I appreciate each and every last one of you. I send my love out to each and every last one of you. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, all loved it. We enjoyed it. We were just over. I mean, my father was more, he didn't want to even go. He wasn't even going. Monday, 8 p.m., you can call in, and if nothing else, just say hello. And with that being said, please bring me your youth that's about positive. Please bring me the people that you know doing good work, and let them get on here. I don't care how safe you are. One thing I've been blessed with through my leadership, Emir Warithi Muhammad, was that he taught us that the humanity is the most important, not the label that you put above your head, being Christian or Jewish or Muslim or this, that. None of that stuff matters. What matters is you being a human being. And he got that from a great leader, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so with us closing on this, I thank you all again. I appreciate you all. Every Monday, Mondays with Matchett Adams will be on the air at 8 p.m., and we will be going on from there. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum. Simply
means
the lesson of God.
I am a man, rock with you, lahi wa barakatuhu.
Oh, sucky, man.
Welcome back home from Africa, Derek.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Live.
Live.
All right, Ryan.
All right. Let's see y'all in.
Later, cuz.
All right, my babies. That was memorial. I like that.
All right. I'll
see y'all. It still hangs.
You still there, Uncle Ben?
Yeah, I'm here. Who's that?
Okay.
All right, baby. Love you, man.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Okay, y'all. Love you, man.
Peace.
Peace
out. Live.
Live.